meeting with President Prabowo. The Coordinating Minister for Regional Affairs argued that the team was previously also involved in designing the development of the core area of the government center. He emphasized that the development of the government center is now focused on the legislative and judicial buildings. Hopefully, the development will be carried out soon. The Indonesian Attorney General S.T. Burhanuddin revealed the need for cooperation and synergy between various parties to realize the effective, efficient, transparent, and accountable implementation of licensing. This was stated by S.T. Burhanuddin during the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding on Cooperation in Licensing Supervision in the regions in Jakarta on Tuesday. S.T. Burhanuddin explained that the synergy was carried out through the signing of an MOU between the Ministry of Internal Affairs, Indonesian Attorney General, Indonesian National Police, the Corruption Eradication Commission, and the Special Investigation Development Control Agency, which is expected to create a conducive investment climate. I hope that this MOU can create a conducive investment climate, improve regional competitiveness, and provide the best service to the people.
Meningkatkan daya saing daerah dan memberikan pelayanan yang terbaik kepada masyarakat.
S.T. Burhanuddin added that the creation of a conducive investment climate can be achieved with good collaboration, close cooperation, and solid coordination among all stakeholders. According to S.T. Burhanuddin, the Attorney General will provide full support in the law enforcement aspect of supervision and prevention of all forms of irregularities in the implementation of licensing in the region. This news come to you from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar said the celebration of Lunar New Year served as a moment for the society to strengthen brotherhood and tolerance in social life. He also called on all Indonesians to uphold the values of peace and religious harmony, emphasizing that Indonesia is not only a country with diverse beliefs, but also known for its deeply religious society.
Bangsa Indonesia apapun agamanya,
regardless of the religion, Indonesians should recognize that Indonesia is one of the most conducive countries for practicing religious worship according to their respective faith. It is also one of the most peaceful nations for carrying out their respective religious observances. Religious Affairs Minister Nasaruddin Umar also encouraged followers of Confucianism and other religious communities to practice their faith according to their ability. He believed that if all religious adherents sincerely uphold their teachings, Indonesia will become an even more peaceful and prosperous nation. Still related to the Lunar New Year and also the Minister of Religious Affairs, on the same occasion, the minister also emphasized the importance of expressing ethnic culture in national life. He told the media at the Chinese Lunar Year celebration at Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta on Monday.
It's
also the most conducive country for expressing each ethnic group culture as long as it complies with the prevailing regulations in the country. So I extend my greetings to all communities celebrating the New Year. May this new Chinese Lunar Year bring peace to our hearts, peace in our nation, and even peace in international community.
Semoga hari raya Imlek ini bisa memberikan kedamaian di hati, kedamaian dalam berbangsa dan bernegara, bahkan kedamaian dalam bermasyarakat internasional.
The minister added that the Chinese Lunar Year, or popularly known as Imlek in Indonesia, is not just a cultural celebration, but an opportunity to strengthen the values of humanity and unity amid diversity. He stated, humanity is only one, if the humanity is only one, there will be no colors. The Imlek celebration was also attended by several cabinet representatives from the Red and White cabinet, including the Minister of Law, the Deputy Minister of Manpower, and the Deputy Minister of Tourism. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Manpower Emmanuel Ebenezer praised the budget efficiency measures implemented by the President Prabowo Subianto, which include cutting unnecessary expenses. After attending a Chinese New Year celebration in Jakarta on Monday, he said He expressed confidence that the decision would motivate his ministry to work more effectively. Emmanuel emphasized that the national budget must be used to its fullest potential for the benefit of the people. We're happy. It means that we are encouraged to work better in the future. We want the state revenue and expenditure budget to be used for the people because our tax payments must be given maximum service. Moreover, this current administration to the Prabowo Gibran administration is a reliable administration. Earlier, President Prabowo Subianto announced the plans to implement budget efficiency across the government ministries, institutions, and local governments. The decision was formalized through a presidential instruction signed by Prabowo on January 22nd. However, some institutions, such as the parliament, police, military, are not affected by the cuts. Cancer specialist of Persahabatan General Hospital Dr. Hayatun Nufus on Tuesday encouraged wider international collaboration in efforts to treat cancer in Indonesia. In a dialogue with RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on World Cancer Day, she mentioned that Indonesia has made a lot of progress in treating cancer due to a number of collaborations that have been carried out. However, as cancer keeps evolving from time to time, wider collaboration is needed to be able to provide better cancer treatment within the country. Still related to World Cancer Day, here's the commentary from the Voice of Indonesia, read by Anna.
Today's commentary is on World Cancer Day. WHO noted that cancer is one of the diseases that kills a lot of people all over the world. Based on data from the International Agency for Research on Cancer in 2024, data taken from 185 countries showed that 10 types of cancer still dominate 2/3 of new cases and are the leading cause of death worldwide. Lung cancer is the number one cause of death. This is related to the high level of cigarette and tobacco consumption, especially in the Asian region. Meanwhile, breast cancer is still the main threat of women worldwide. Related to World Cancer Day, the General Chairperson of the Indonesian Cancer Foundation, Professor Aru Wisaksono Sudoyo, said that the theme of World Cancer Day 2025 is United by Unique. This theme illustrates the spirit of togetherness in celebrating the diversity of experiences while uniting in the fight against cancer. This is as stated by various patient organizations in their pledge to tackle cancer together. Previously, the Indonesian government in October 2024 officially launched the National Cancer Prevention and Control Plan 2024-2034 at the 2024 Indonesian International Cancer Conference in Bali. This plan is a new milestone in the fight against this deadly disease in Indonesia. In fact, the fight against cancer will be more effective if it is carried out in the form of socialization with stakeholders and related parties in an effort to provide early prevention to the community. The Indonesian government program that has just launched to hold free birthday checkups for the entire community could be a solution for efforts to prevent and detect cancer early for everyone in Indonesia. This program can also synergize with the 2024-2034 National Cancer Control Program. Currently, in addition to modern medical treatment, several parties in various countries have also begun to look at the use of herbal and traditional treatment methods in treating cancer. Some have even included it in lecture materials at the Faculty of Medicine. It is believed that treatment using herbal and traditional methods can reduce the unwanted effects of modern medicines. That was commentary today.
And listener, with that is the news from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, here is quote of the day. Courage is the foundation of every struggle that will bring us victory. A quote by Kyai Haji Hashim Ashari. Kyai Haji Hashim Ashari is a ulama, national hero, and the founder of the biggest Islamic organization in Indonesia, Nahdlatul Ulama. Kyai Haji Hashim Ashari is known for his strong nationalism and consistency in faith. He is well known as a smart man and influential nation's preacher, so his ideas can be a reference for many generations. And listener, that is the quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
So listener, you are still tuned to the English service by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, which is available on vonews.id, the application RRI Digital, and the frequency of 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. If you are watching or listening through the RRI Digital mobile app, down below the player, there is a comment section. So please put your comment in there. And for you who is listening to this, why don't we now listen to a nice song, especially to brighten up your mood. We have Naif with a Jogging.
I'm Indonesia.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me. Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Listening to Dewa 19 with Laskar Cinta or the Soldiers of Love. The song is saying that love is important and we have to destroy the seeds of hatred, but we need to replace it with love. And listener, after this, I believe that you will be loving the place. We'll invite you to go to Singkawang in West Kalimantan, which is still in the vibes of the Lunar New Year, which is a must visit place in Indonesia during that moment. But in this place, we'll specifically invite you to go to Pantai Tanjung Bajau or the Tanjung Bajau Beach in the Indonesia Wonder. So stay tuned on RRB World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Bangsa-bangsa yang pasti berbeda. Bukankah kita memang harus saling mengenal dan menghormati? Bukan untuk saling bercerai-berai dan berperang angkat senjata.
Edition of Indonesian Wonders takes you to Singkawang, a city in West Kalimantan, Indonesia, located near the coastline and has several interesting beaches to visit. One of them is Tanjung Bajau Beach, a beautiful beach with calm waves. The location is 19 kilometers from downtown Singkawang, which can be reached in 34 minutes. To enter this tourist attraction, you must pay an advance ticket of 50,000 rupiah or around $3 per person. Arriving at Tanjung Bajau, you can immediately play the waves at the beach. The waves are quite calm, so it is safe to play as much as you like. In addition to swimming and playing with the waves, you can enjoy the beauty of the hill located not far from the beach. From the top of the hill, you can see the beach view. Besides, you will also find statues at Tanjung Bajau Singkawang. The statues have various sizes, from the small to the large ones. Listener, on this beach there are also 22 rides starting from banana boats to Ferris wheel. There's also a wooden bridge that extends to the sea. This bridge is usually used to enjoy the beauty of the Tanjung Bajau Beach sunset. This tourist attraction is equipped with facilities such as bathrooms, restaurants, gazebos, and parking lots. Well, listeners, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me, so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
And you're still tuned to RRB World Service, Voice of Indonesia. And Indonesia listener has just got the recognition from BRICS, and the whole world sees this. And an international law researcher of Indonesia and director of a campus in Indonesia, Professor Hikmahanto Juwana, has his own comment about it.
Indonesia now has become the member of BRICS because on 7th of January this year, the president of BRICS, which is now chaired by president of Brazil, announced that Indonesia has become a full member of BRICS. Of course, we need to take the advantage and try to optimize our membership at BRICS. How can we do that? Well, first of all, let me tell you this. The economic world order are mainly decided by the G7 countries. This includes the US and other European countries. member of G7. Of course, we do not have the alternative, or the world does not have the alternative to have, you know, another economic world order. Now, with the establishment of BRICS, of course, the world now have an alternative. And mind you this, BRICS countries are those who have, you know, a huge population. A huge population means that we have a huge market. Of course, this is going to be a threat to the G7 countries. But nevertheless, this is good for Indonesia. The advantage is we can shape policy of world economies.
And it is the best kind of an interview with Professor Hikmahanto Juwana that you can find again, both on the application RRI Digital and also on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And special for listener, here is a song that was popular during the 2000s, early 2000s. It is an original soundtrack of a movie with the same title of the song, Ayat Ayat Cinta, or The Verses of Love by Rosa. So stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Play you another classic, this one by an Indonesian legendary pop singer Krisya with Kala Sang Surya Tenggelam, or When the Sun Sets. and stay tuned in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Voice of Indonesia, and Steve is still on the mic. After this, if you came to Indonesia and want to buy something, please remember that you can sometimes bargain with the price. But how would you do it? In the Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, you will learn how to bargain. So stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Di Pasar Terapung, Lok Baintan. Di Pasar Terapung, Lok Baintan, which means at Lok Baintan Floating Market. You will listen to a conversation about bisa kurang, which means can you lower the price? The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a food hawker at Lok Baintan Floating Market. Let's listen to their conversation.
Pisang sale buah kedondong. Bang bule, jajan dodol dong.
Wah, keren pantunnya. Berapa harga dodol durian ini, Bu?
20.000, Mister.
Bisa kurang atau tidak?
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Bisa kurang, which means can you lower the price? I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Bisa, which means can. Kurang, which means less. Atau, which means or. Bisa kurang atau tidak, which means can you lower the price? Buah kedondong, which means Spanish plum. Jajan, which means buying snack. Dodol durian, which means durian paste. Keren, which means cool. Pantun, which means rhyme. Berapa, which means how much. Harga, which means price. 20.000, which means 20,000. In this conversation, you will listen to an expression bisa kurang atau tidak, which means can you lower the price? In that, there is the phrase bisa kurang, which means can it be lower? And this expression is used when bargaining for price at a traditional market. The phrase bisa kurang, which means can it be lower, actually also means can you lower the price? In this conversation, Chris asked the seller to lower the price down. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions in bargaining a price. Boleh kurang, which means can you make it cheaper? Apakah ada diskon? Which means is there any discount? For your information, pantun or rhyming poem is UNESCO Intangible Cultural Heritage since December 17, 2020. Pantun or rhyming poem nomination was requested jointly by Indonesia and Malaysia. For the people of Indonesia and Malaysia, pantun or rhyme plays an important role as a social communication instrument. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Pisang sale buah kedondong. Bang Bule, jajan dodol dong.
Wah, keren pantunnya. Berapa harga dodol durian ini, Bu?
20.000, Mister.
Bisa kurang atau tidak?
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about bisa kurang. Bisa kurang, which means can you lower the price? We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I am Ahmad Faisal, sampai jumpa.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various user interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
POI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Diru Diru Nina. The song lyrics contain the prayers of the Papuan people. The prayer asks that the community to be able to survive all the challenges that they face. In addition, the song Diru Diru Nina also contains prayers so that the people and the surrounding environment are always protected from danger. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Papua, Diru Diru Nina by Trio Ambisi. Happy listening.
Sour face.
program by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. More about Indonesia is still available on vondigital.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and also the frequency 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Please send some comments to our Facebook and also our Instagram. Our Facebook is The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, VOI_official. I'm Steve. Thank you very much for listening, and stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jakarta. Inilah siaran luar negeri Voice of Indonesia. Siaran dalam bahasa Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia menyajikan berita, informasi dan hiburan serta serba-serbi tentang Indonesia. Anda dapat mendengarkan serta mengakses siaran kami setiap hari di SW3325 kHz dan 4755 kHz atau melalui website www.voinews.id dan aplikasi RRI Digital. Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia. From Indonesia to the world.
Selamat malam, selamat bergabung. Pendengar di seluruh dunia, selamat datang di RRI Siaran Internasional Voice of Indonesia dari Indonesia untuk Dunia. Saya Agus Santika, senang rasanya dapat menemani Anda kembali pada hari ini, Selasa 4 Februari 2025. Selama satu jam ke depan, saya akan menyajikan beragam informasi, musik terbaik dan budaya Indonesia yang mempesona. Mengawali siaran hari ini, kita simak terlebih dahulu warta berita dari dalam negeri yang akan dibacakan oleh Sumarno.
Dari Jakarta, Voice of Indonesia, dalam Warta Berita.
Voice of Indonesia menyampaikan Warta Berita. Presiden pastikan pembangunan IKN berlanjut. Imlek momentum merekatkan persaudaraan dan toleransi. Bersama saya Sumarno. Inilah warta berita selengkapnya. Presiden Prabowo Subianto memastikan pembangunan Ibu Kota Nusantara atau IKN di Kalimantan Timur terus berlanjut hingga 5 tahun ke depan, yaitu pada 2025 hingga 2029. Menteri Koordinator Bidang Infrastruktur dan Pembangunan Kewilayahan Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono menyampaikan sikap Presiden itu usai rapat terbatas membahas IKN di Kompleks Istana Kepresidenan Jakarta Senin 3 Februari 2025. Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono menjelaskan anggaran tersebut nanti digunakan sesuai dengan pertahapan dan juga rencana yang telah ditetapkan sejak awal. Sementara itu, Kepala Otorita IKN Basuki Hadi Mulyono memastikan anggaran yang dialokasikan untuk OIKN tahun ini tetap pada angka yang telah disetujui Presiden, yaitu 6,3 triliun rupiah ditambah dengan 8,1 triliun rupiah. Dengan demikian, anggaran yang dialokasikan untuk OIKN tahun ini sebesar 14,4 triliun rupiah. Berita selanjutnya, anggota Komisi 8 Dewan Perwakilan Rakyat Republik Indonesia sekaligus Wakil Ketua MPR RI Hidayat Nur Wahid mendorong agar segera dilaksanakan rapat koordinasi gabungan lintas komisi untuk membahas rencana pembatasan akses anak terhadap internet dan media sosial. Hidayat Nur Wahid dikutip dari keterangan resminya di Jakarta Selasa mengatakan, koordinasi lintas kementerian dari sisi pemerintah dan lintas komisi dari sisi DPR mutlak diperlukan agar solusi yang nanti tertuang dalam produk hukum dapat dikompresif dan solutif. Ia menyatakan, implementasi aturan ini di Australia, pemerintah dan parlemen Australia menyepakati adanya aturan yang membatasi akses ke internet.